Today's Amud is Yevamos Chaf Hei Amud Beis. We're holding on Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, seven lines from the bottom by the two dots, Meis Haraktiv. So the Mishnah spoke about a case where an Eid Echad comes to Bezdin, and the Eid Echad says that I'm a witness that such and such a lady, her husband died. So in such a case, the halacha is that we believe the Eid Echad, Isha's Daiko Mintzava, Tzvamaka Maguna, we're Mekel, and we allow the lady to get remarried. That's the halacha. However, we don't allow the Eid Echad to then marry this lady, because then that looks very fishy. He's coming and he's saying that this lady's husband dies, and then he marries her. It gives off the impression that maybe he didn't really die, and he's just saying this. The Eid is just saying this because he wants to marry her. Then the Mishnah spoke about other similar cases where the Eid Echad comes to Beis Din, and the Eid Echad says, not that the husband died, but he says that I actually murdered him. Or he says that it wasn't just me, I haragnuhu, that I was with a group of people, and we all murdered him. And so in these cases, again, the Tanakhama says that we believe the Eid Echad, however, he is not allowed to marry this woman. However, Rabbi Yehuda's chaylik. Rabbi Yehuda says that in the case where the Eid Echad comes to Beis Din, and he says that this woman died, and how do I know that? Because I myself murdered him. So then the halacha is that we do not believe him bechlal, and she's not even allowed to get remarried. She's not allowed to get married. Not just she's not allowed to marry him, she's not allowed to marry anyone. However, if he says, haragnuhu, I was with a group of people that murdered him, so then he's not allowed to marry her, but then in such a case we believe him that the husband is dead and the woman is allowed to get remarried. That's what the Mishnah said. So the Gemara is going to go on both of these, the Tanakamal, if you're a Behuda, and try to make sense of the Mishnah. So first, the Gemara says about the Tanakama, again, the Tanakama held that when the Eid Echad comes to Beis Din and he says that I murdered this husband, so he's believed, we believe him, and now the woman could get remarried, she's just not allowed to marry the Eid. So ask the Gemara, we said that Meis Haraktiv Haragnuhu Layistas Ishtai, there's an Isser for this Eid to marry the woman, but otherwise the woman is free to get remarried. Ask the Gemara, it's Mashma Hu Nihu De Layistas Ishtai, this Eid, he's not allowed to marry this woman, but hala acher tinase, like we were medayik, it's mashma from the Mishnah that the aid is not allowed to marry this woman, but the woman is allowed to get married to Baruch on the street. She's allowed to get married to someone else. Now ask the Gemara, why is that true? Va'amar Rav Yosef. We know that Rav Yosef taught us that in a case where an aide comes to Beis Din and he says that Pliny Ravani Lo'ainsi, he says that such a person, he assaulted me. It was Avram Mishkav Zachar, and it was against my will. He forced me. He assaulted me. The halacha is that even though he's a Baal Davar, even though this man is saying that it happened to him, that the Avera happened to him, the halacha is that hu v'acher mitstarfin lahargai. He could get together with another aid who witnessed the Maisa, and together they're kosher as two aidim, even though he's the Baal Davar. The halacha is that they're both, he could be mitstarf with another aid to testify about the person that assaulted him and be mechayv him in Misa. Lertzaini, however, if the man comes to Beis Din, and he says that such and such a man, he was together with me, but you know what, it was consensual, so then the halacha is that Rasha who, so then he's a Rasha, and then we don't even believe him bechlal, we don't allow him to be mitzvah with another aid because he's a Rasha. V'atayra amra al tashas yadcha im Rasha liyais aid chamas, that a Rasha is pasul le'edus. So being that a Rasha is pasul le'edus, if he says it happened consensually, so then we do not believe him bechlal. And the question is that if Rav Yosef is right, if Rav Yosef is right that there's such a halacha, that when a person testifies about himself that he didn't aveira, so then we have to throw out his whole eidos, so then how is the Eid Echad in our Mishnah believed? He's coming to Beis Din and he's saying that I killed this woman's husband. How is he believed? L'dvarav, he's making himself into a Rasha. He's saying that he's a Rasha. He's saying that he's a murderer. So how can we believe in Bechlal? How is the woman even allowed to get married to another man? If Rav Yosef is right, it's not really a kash on our Mishnah, it's really a kash on Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef Yosef in Namaira. How could Rav Yosef say that in such a case the Eid Echad is not believed? Lamaisa, our Mishnah says that the Eid Echad is believed. That the Eid Echad is believed to say haraktiv. We do allow the woman to get remarried, at least Lafita Tanakama. We'll see, the Gemara later on is going to discuss maybe that Rav Yosef was going like Rabbi Huda. Fine, we'll see about that on Amud Beis. But ask the Gemara, Lachari is going like the Tanakama, and so how did Rav Yosef understand the Tanakama? Rav Yosef, who says that when a person says something, says Eidus, that makes him into a Rasha, so the Eidus is not believed, so how did he understand our Mishnah? How did he understand the Tanakama, who says that when the Eid says Haraktiv, that he's Nemun? So says the Gemara, I'll tell you what you could say, that V'chi Tema, maybe you'll answer, that Shani Eidus Isha, Da'akilu Barabanan. Maybe Rav Yosef will answer you, that it's true, I say, that when a man comes to Bezdin and says, Ravani, that someone else was assaulted me, and it was Lertzaini, so then he's not Neman. But when it comes to Eidus Isha, when it comes to an Eid Echad who comes to Bezdin and says, Haraktiv, that I murdered this woman's husband, so by Eidus Isha, Akilu Barabanan, we find in many places that Chazal are very Mekul when it comes to Eidus Isha, because we don't want a woman to remain in Aguna. So maybe Rav Yosef will tell you, I stick to my Yisoid, that normally, if a person's testifying something which makes him into a Rasha, his Eidus goes out the window. But in our Mishnah, he's Neman because it's something else. It's Eidus Isha. By Eidus Isha, we're more Mekul. But ask the Gemara that we see that's not true. When it comes to a Rasha being made in Bezdin, we find that we're not more Mekul. We're not any more Mako when it comes to Eidus Isha. Because V'ha'amar of Menashe, Rav Menashe said that Gazlan de Devrayam Kasher le Eidus Isha, if it's a Gazlan that's only a Gazlan Midrabanan. He did something which makes him that Midrabanan, he's considered a Gazlan. So then the halacha is that even though he's Pasal le Eidus, he's Pasal Midrabanan, but he's Kasher le Eidus Isha. For Eidus Isha, we're more Mako since it's only a Psul de Rabanan. But Gazlan de Devray Taira, Pasal le Eidus Isha. But if he's considered a Gazlan Midaraisa, if he's a fully bona fide Gazlan, so then the halacha is that just like he's a Rasha and he's Pasul Eidus, he's even Pasul for Eidus Isha. So you see that when it comes to a Rasha, he's Pasul even Eidus Isha. So we have a Kasha, name of Rabbi Nasha, Damer, Rabbi Yehuda. Are you going to tell me that Rabbi Nasha who says that someone who's Pasul Midaraisa, he's Pasul even for Eidus Isha, he was going like Rabbi Yehuda? He was going like Rabbi Yehuda, who said that when the Eid comes and says haraktiv, that the woman is not allowed to get remarried. L'chayro, he should go like the Tanakhama. He should go like the Chachamim. Why would Rabbi Nasha be going like Rabbi Yehuda? But l'chayro, it doesn't seem to fit with the Tanakhama. L'fida Tanakhama, the Eid who comes to Bezdin and says haraktiv, even though he's Lidvarav, he's saying that he's a Rasha, the halacha is that he's Neman, even though he's Pasul Midaraisa. But then Rabbi Menashe said that the Gazlan Medivrei Taira is Pasul Eidus Isha. So how are we going to make sense of this? So it says the Gemara that Amar Lach Rav Menashe. Rav Menashe could tell you that really I stick to my to what I say. I stick to my Yisoid that the Gazlan Medivrei Taira is Pasul even for Eidus Isha. And you're saying that, oh, so it comes out I'm going like Rabbi Yehuda. It's not true. I know the Amri Afilu L'Rabbanan. I could even understand the Rabbanan of our Mishnah. So Lafida Rabbanan, so how is this Eid who says Haraktiv? How is this Eid Neman? Why is the woman allowed to get remarried Bechlal? We should say that he's a Pasul Midaraisa, and Memele is Pasul even for Eidus Isha. Says Rabbi Menashe, Utaimad Rabbanan Hacha Kedarava. We can explain the Rabbanan Shita based off of something that Rava taught us. The Amar Rava taught us that Adam Karev Eitzel Atzmai, the Ein Adam Mesim Atzmai Rasha. When a person testifies about himself something that's going to make him into a Rasha, so we say that he's a Karev to himself, he's Negev B'davar, and we do not believe him. When a person testifies about himself that he's a Rasha, we do ain't Adam Neman Lahasim Atzmai Rasha. A person's not Neman to make himself into a Rasha. And therefore, it's one thing if we know that a person's a Gazlan Midivrei Taira. If we know about a person that we saw him steal, we have Adam that saw him steal, so then yeah, he's going to be possible even for Eidus Isha. But when it comes to the case of our Mishnah, that the Eid Echad, he comes to Bezdin, and he says, Haraktiv, he says, I killed this woman's husband, so we just partially don't believe him. We don't believe believe him that he's the murderer. We're palginan dibure. We believe him that the husband is dead, but we do not believe him that he was the murderer, because ein adam esim atzmai rasha. A person's not neman to make himself into a rasha. So we're palginan dibure. That's the pshan in the Tanakama. That's what Rav Menashe will tell you. Really, someone who's pasul midaraisa is a rasha midivrei taira. He's pasul even for edus isha. So how could the rabbanan say that the edachad who comes to bezdin and he says haraktiv? How could the rabbanan allow this woman to get remarried to someone else? The answer is because we don't believe him regarding the nekuda that he's the murderer. We're palginan dibure. We believe him that the husband is dead, but we don't believe him that he himself is the murderer. So that's how Rav Menashe can make sense of the Mishnah even lefi the Tanakama. But says the Gemara though that we're still stuck in Rav Yosef. Lemaisa, Rav Yosef said that when the person comes to Bezdin and he says such a person violated me. So the halacha is that and it was lertzoini, and he says it was willingly. The halacha is that he's pasul eidos. Why? If eid on the meisim atzmei rasha, so we shouldn't believe him. Elamai, Rav Yosef doesn't agree to Rav's yisaid. Rav Yosef holds that the person is Nemun to make himself into a Rasha. So according to Rav Yosef, when the person says that the other man violated me, and it was their tzaini, it was something that I did consensually, so then he becomes Pasul Eidos. If so, Rav Yosef Lishitasa is going to be stuck in our Mishnah. How is Rav Yosef going to understand the Tanakama? So says the Gemara, that Lema Rav Yosef, the Amar Rav Yehuda? So Rav Yosef, you're still going to be stuck. You're going to be stuck saying that Rav Yosef is going like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yosef holds that such an aid is not Neman when he's making himself into a Rasha, so we can't believe him about the entire thing. That seems to be like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that when the aid comes to Bezdin and says Haraktiv, that we don't believe him Bechlal. The woman's not even allowed to get remarried. Lefida Tanakama, the woman is allowed to get remarried. It seems like Rav Yosef is going like Rav Yehuda. So says the Gemara that no, Amar Lach Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef will tell you that Ana Da Amri Afilu Rabbanan. I, my Shita can make sense even Lefida Rabbanan. Ushani Edis Isha Da Kilu Barabbanan. I hold that by Edis Isha, we're more Mako. I hold that when it comes to Ravani, so then we say that he's a Rasha and he's not Neman and this whole Edis goes out the window. But when it comes to Edis Isha, so even though he's saying Haraktiv, even though the Dvarav, he's saying that he's a Rasha, we will believe him because we're more Mako by Edis Isha. For Rav Menashe, who said otherwise, Rav Menashe, who said that we're not going to be any more Mako by Edis Isha, the Amak Rav Yehuda. Rav Yosef will tell you that Rav Menashe is going like Rav Yehuda. So it comes out in the end of the day, we have two ways of explaining the Tanakama of our Mishnah. The Tanakama says that when an Eid Echad comes to Bezdin and he says Haraktiv, he says about a certain lady that her husband is dead, and I know that because I'm the murderer, so the Rabbanan said that his edus is niskabo. We believe him. We believe him that the woman's husband is dead, and we don't allow him to remarry. We don't allow him to marry her because of the chashad, but the woman herself, she's allowed to get remarried. Now, why is that? But he's a Rasha. He's saying that he's a murderer. So why do we believe him? So two pshatim, lefira Menashe. The pshat is based off of what Rava taught us, that a palgidon dibure, that we're not going to believe him that he's the Rasha, we're not going to believe him that he's the murderer, and we're only going to believe him about the fact that he's saying that the lady's husband is dead. Lefi Rav Yosef, the pshat in the Rabbanan is that even though it's true he's making himself into a Rasha, but we're more mako when it comes to Edis Isha. That's the pshat in the Rabbanan. Those are the two pshatim that come out from the sugya. Says the Gemara Vayter now, haraktiv v'chulu haragnu hu tinase. So the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is that when the Eid Echad comes to Bezdin and he says, I murdered this lady's husband, so we don't believe him, and the lady is not allowed to get remarried. That was the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. However, if the Eid Echad comes to Bezdin and says, Haragnu Hu, which the Pasha Pshat of the word Haragnu Hu means that I killed him together with a whole team of people, I was together with a whole gang, that the mamish, that we all killed him together, so then we believe him and the lady is allowed to get remarried. Married. And the question is ask the Gemara, Maishna Haragtiv, Umaishna Haragnu Hu. What's the difference if he's saying that I killed him or that I was with a group of people that killed him? Either way, he's making himself into a Rasha, so the whole aid this should be out the window. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda Lishitasa, Rabbi Yehuda, who says that when the aid says Haragtiv, that I murdered him, so we throw out the whole aid this and we don't believe in Bechlal, he should say the same thing when it comes to Haragnu Hu, that we killed him. Why is it that when he says we killed him, things are different? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda explains, Rav Yehuda of the Mishnah, says Rav Yehuda, that Ba'imir ani hayisi im hargav. We tight shop that when this person comes to Bezdin and he says haragnu hu, we say that he doesn't really mean that he himself had his hands involved. He just means to say that I was with a group of people, ani hayisi im hargav, that I was together with the person that murdered him. I was there and I saw it happen. That's what haragnu hu means. That's the way we'll tight shop the word haragnuhu. That's the way Taisus brings, that's the pshat in the Gemara, not that we're switching the case of the Mishnah. We're just saying that when the man comes to Bezdin and says the word haragnuhu, that I was together with a group of people that killed him, he's not saying that I was part of the plan. I was part of the plot. What he just means to say is that I witnessed it, that I was there when the others went ahead and killed him. And says the Gemara v'atanya, which the Marshal learns that Vatanya over here is Benichusa. The Braisa, the Gemara brings a Braisa now to prove that that's the Pshat in Rav Yehuda of our Mishnah. That when Rav Yehuda in our Mishnah said that when the aid says Haragnuhu, when the aid comes to Bezdin and says Haragnuhu, that we believe him, the Pshat is because we touch up what he's saying is that not that I murdered him, but that I was there together when other people murdered him. How do we know that? Like we learned in the Braisa, that Amru like the Rav Yehuda, the Chachamim asked Rav Yehuda that I'll bring a story to prove that your Shita is wrong. You say that when the aid says that Haraktiv, that he's not Neman, says the Chachamim to Rav Yehuda, I have a story which shows that you're not right. Because Maisa Belistim Echad Shiyatza Leharek B'Mezigas Kaputkia, there was a story with a certain bandit that he was gunning out, he was going out to be killed. It was Nigzar on him, Echiv Misa, and he was going out to be killed in the city of Mezigas Kaputkia. Va'amar Lehem, and this bandit, this Listim, as he was going out to the death penalty, so he turned to those around him and he said to them that lechu and imrula leisha Shimon ben Kayin, that you should go to Mrs. Shimon ben Kayin, Shimon ben Kayin's wife. Go to Shimon ben Kayin's wife and tell her that ani harakti as baila, that I actually killed her husband. Her husband is dead. How do I know? Because I'm the murderer. I killed her husband. Nisasi Lud, when I was going into the city of Lud. As I was entering Lud, I saw her husband there, I was having a bad day, and I went and I killed him. Va'amri Lor, where some have a different version of the story, that he said that I killed him, Bichnisasi Lud, when he was going into Lud, I saw he was going into Lud, and I went ahead and I killed him. And so that's what this man, on his way out to be killed, that's what this man said over. And the Maisa, what the Rabbanan did, is v'hissiyu es ishtay, is that they allowed Mrs. Shimon ben Kayin, they allowed her to get married, they allowed her, we trusted this, the man getting killed, we trusted him to say that he killed Shimon ben Kayin, and we allowed Mrs. Shimon ben Kayin to go ahead and get remarried. So you see that when a person comes to Bezdin and says haraktiv, that he's Neman. So that's what the Chachamim asked Rav Yehuda. How could you say that haraktiv is not Neman? I have a Maisa Rav, we have a story where Chazal, where the Bezdin, they accepted this claim. So Amar Lehem, Rav Yehuda said back to them, no, Misham Raya, you're bringing a Raya from the story of Shimon ben Kayin. I know the story of Shimon ben Kayin. You got the details wrong. The story wasn't that he said that I killed him. It was Bo'imer Ani Hayisi Im Hargav. It's when he said over that I was together with other people who killed him. I was a witness. I saw it happen. Not that I was there. So you see, again, so that's the end of the Braisa, but you see from this Braisa, that the Pshat in Rav Yehuda of Haragnuhu is Ani Hayisi Im Hargav. That's the Taina, that's the way we understand the Taina of Haragnuhu, is Ani Hayisi Im Hargav, is I was there together with other people that killed him, and in such a case, so then Taka, even Rav Yehuda agrees that the Eid Echad is Neman. Now the Gemara just has a kasha on the story, is that on Rav Yehuda's version of the story, is that it's very good that Lefi Rav Yehuda, the man was never saying that he was a murderer, he wasn't saying Haraktiv, he was just saying Ani Yisim Hargav, but there's a different reason why we shouldn't believe him, and that is V'halistim Katani, because it says that he was a listim, he was a bandit. So if so, he's pasul midaraisa alts being a gazlan. So forget about the fact that he's a murderer. Either way, we shouldn't believe him because of the fact that he's a listim. So says the Gemara that no, shenitfas al yedei listiyais, that he wasn't part of the actual plot. He was just in the wrong place at the wrong time, and there were other people around him that were involved in Gazela. and they got caught, and he was there, so that's why he was getting killed as well, but he himself did not actually take part in the stealing. Well, ask the Gemara, how can you say that he didn't take part in it? It says that he was going out to be killed. If he wasn't really part of the plot, so why would Bez Din kill him if he didn't really do anything? So says the Gemara in Achanami. You're 100% right. Bez Din would never have punished him. It was a non-Jewish court. It wasn't a Bez Din. It was a Beidina Da'ivdei Kechavim. It was a non-Jewish court. They're not so medactic, and they went ahead and killed him, even though he wasn't actually part of the crime, and that's why we were able to believe him. Fine, that's just a side note about the story, but the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, the reason why there's a difference between harag tiv and harag nuhu is because when he says harag nuhu, we touch it up that ani ayisim hargav, that not that he himself was one of the murderers, just he was there present when other people murdered the woman's husband. Says the Mishnah writer now, again continuing on this note of Chashad, says the Mishnah that Chacham Sha'asar Esa Isha B'Neder Al Baila. If a Chacham asers a woman to her husband through a neder, which means, Rashi explains, the woman had made a neder that she's not going to have any hana from her husband. She was neither hana from her husband, and her husband wasn't made for the neder, so now they go to the Chacham to undo the neder. If the Chacham can't find some sort of Pesach to undo the neder, she's going to be Aser to her husband, and they'll have to get divorced. Lamaisa, they went to the Rav, they went to the Chacham, and the Chacham said that there is no Pesach. I'm sorry, I can't find for you a Pesach. You're going to have to get divorced. That's the case. So in such a case where a Chacham asered a woman to her husband because of a neder, and he said that I couldn't find the Pesach, the halacha is that the woman will now be divorced, but this Chacham is not allowed to marry her, because again, that's going to look very fishy. It's going to look like maybe he just made up, maybe he lied that he couldn't find the Pesach because he wanted to marry her. So because of that, we say that he's not allowed to marry the woman. Let's say a person, a Chacham, was involved in a Bez Din where a lady came to perform Mian. She was only married midrabbanan to her husband, she was still a Katana, and she comes to Bez Din and she says, I don't want to be with my husband anymore. Or she comes to Bez Din to do Chalitza, not a case of a Katana, a case of a Gedayla. She goes to Bez Din to perform Chalitza, and a certain Chacham was part of this Bez Din. So the halacha is that Yisa'ena, the Chacham, each, any one of the Chachamim, are allowed to marry the woman who did the mian or did the chalitza, b'mneishu bezdin. Over there, there's no chashad. There's nothing that looks fishy, because we're not talking about one chacham. We're talking about a whole bezdin. So if one of the chachamim then go ahead, if one of the rabbanim then go ahead and marry the woman, that doesn't lead to any sort of chashad. So in that case, it's going to be mutter. Now ask the Gemara a few questions on our Mishnah. Question number one. Ask the Gemara that Hahatira Yisa'ena. It's mashma from the Mishnah that a Chacham Sha'asar, if he said that the woman is Asar to her husband, so then he's not allowed to marry her when she gets divorced. But if he would say that she's Mutter to her husband, so then that would be okay. Then it would be Mutter if they would decide to get divorced for their own reasons. It would be Mutter for the Chacham to then go ahead and marry her. Now ask the Gemara b'mayaskina. So it's clear from the Mishnah that we're discussing a case where he could be Mutter her. There is a possibility of him being matter her, meaning technically speaking, if he would find the Pesach, he'd be able to be matter her. But Mayaskinen, what's the case? Ilema b'chad, if he's there all alone, so then how could he be matter her? Chad mi matzi matter? Is one chacham able to be matter? Va'amar Rebichia bar Av and Amar of Amram, that Tana hataras nedarim b'shleisha, and hataras nedarim needs a bezdin of three people. So if he's there by himself, then it's not even possible. That there's no option for him to be matter her. So Elamayo tell me that the case of the Mishnah is talking about where he's there with the Bezdin, he's there with three people. Well then, why, if he asers her, why is it aser for him to marry her? Michashidi? Is there a chashad when he's with the Bezdin? Vatanam, but the sefer of the Mishnah says that miyana isha chalza b'fanav yisa'ena b'mneishu Bezdin, that when you have a Bezdin, so then there's no chashad and it's mutter for them to get married. So in this case of the neder as well, If he's together with a Bezdin, so then it should be mutter for them to get married, for one of the Rabbanim of the Bezdin to then go ahead and marry her. And if he's not with the Bezdin, so then it's not really him that asked her. He didn't really have a choice. It wasn't possible for him to be mad to her. So says the Gemara, lo aylam bechad, know that he was by himself. Ukud amar Rav Chista, amar Rav Yechanan biyachid mumcha. Like Rav Chista said in the name of Rav Yechanan once to answer a different question, that we're talking about an individual who is extraordinary, is a big Talmud Chacham, is a mumcha. Hachanami biyachid mumcha. Here too also we could say that we're talking about a case of a yachid mumcha, that even though he's not with three people, even though he's by himself, the halacha is that a yachid mumcha, a yachid who's on such a level, he's such a Talmud Chacham, so he's able to be matar neder even by himself. Now nowadays we don't have such a thing, we assume. The Shulchan Aruch says in Yerideya Siman Reish Chav Ches that we assume that we don't have a yachid mumcha, but at least in the times of Chazal it was possible, and that's the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah is that he's by himself, which is why there's a chashad. At the same time, it was possible for him to be matar the neder because he's a yachid mumcha. Ask the Gemara now another kash on our Mishnah. Ask the Gemara that the Mishnah said, Mia na isha cholza. It said that if a chacham was involved in a bezdin that was there when a lady did mian or did chalitza, so any one of the rabbanim is allowed to marry this woman because there's no chashan, he's with the bezdin. So the Gemara is medayik, the time of the bezdin The reason why he's allowed to marry her is because there's no chashan, because he's with three people, he's with the bezdin. Ha betray lai. But if he was just there with one other rav, so then already we would have chashan. When you're with three people, so then there's no chashan. But to get one other person on your team, so that's something that's very possible, and there would still be chashad when a person's with another person. That's what's mashma from the Mishnah. It's only by bezdin that's when there's no chashad. Mashma, if a person would be with two people, so then there would be chashad. Ask the Gemara, Maishna mehadit nan. Why is this any different than that which we learned? That edem achasumim al stei mekach. Let's say you have edem that sign a shtar, that they're edem about a sale that Reuven sold this, a field to Shimon. And they're the Edom that signed on the shtar that Reuven sold a field to Shimon. Val get Isha, or they're Edom that say that Reuven divorced his wife. They're Edom, they're the Edom who signed the shtar that Reuven divorced his wife. The halacha is that if the Edom then want to go ahead and buy the field from Shimon, or if any one of the Edom want to go ahead and marry Reuven's wife, Reuven's ex-wife, the halacha is lay chashu chachamim mdavar zeh. The chachamim were not chayshish because of chashad. They did not consider that to be a chashad. Now in that case, it's only two people. It's Edom. It's two witnesses. And we do not have a case that we do not have chashad even by two people. So you see from here, we don't have chashad by two people. Why is our mission to say that it takes three people to get rid of the chashad? So says the Gemara, that in a chanami, it only takes two. You don't need three, but the reason why the Mishnah spoke about a case of three is because he gufa kamash molan afuke miman da'amar mian bifnei shnayim. Our Mishnah is teaching us something on the side that mian requires a bezdin. Mian requires three people. Lafuke the man da'amar who says that mian only requires two people. Kamash molan that mian begimel. So the Mishnah is teaching us that Mian requires a Bezdin. It's a Machlaikas. Does Mian require just two Chachamim, two Rabbanim, or does it require a Bezdin? So our Mishnah is saying that it requires a Bezdin. But in Chanami, it's not only because there's three. Even if there would just be two people, that would be enough to get rid of the Chashad. Ask the Gemara now a Shaila that really could be nagah to all the cases that we had until now of Chashad. We'll speak about the case of Chacham just to keep it simple. That Ibayiluhu kineis mahu shiyaitzi. What's the halacha? We said that because of Chashad, so the Chacham who asked the lady to her husband, he's not allowed to marry this woman. He's not allowed to marry this lady who he said that there's no Pesach to her neder. What's the halacha if he goes ahead and he marries her? If he goes ahead and he marries her, do we make them get divorced or not? So it's a machlaikis, Rav Kahana amar kineis maitzi, Rav Ashi amar kineis enai maitzi. Rav Kahana said that we make them get divorced, and Rav Ashi said that it's just that it looks bad as a chashan, but lamaisa, once they're married, we do not make them get divorced. And Tani Lu Rav Zuti debir a puppy kadivri aimer kines ina maitzi. He brought a raya to the man d'amar to Rav Ashi, who said that lemaisa after the fact, if they get married inu maitzi, we do not make them get divorced. Now amru le rabbanan Rav Ashi, the rabbanan asked Rav Ashi, was it a gemara a svara? When you say that we do not make them get divorced after the fact that they got married, we do not make them get divorced. Is that something that you have like a raya to? It's a gemara, or is that just something that you're saying misvara? You assume that we do not make them get divorced. So Amar Luhu, he said it's none of the above. Masnisani, it's not just the Gemara, it's not a Svara, it's actually a Mishnah. I learned it from the Mishnah, from our Mishnah. The Mishnah that really started off this whole series of cases of Chashad was the Mishnah Hanitan Mishivcha Vinishtachra. If a person was accused of being together with a shivcha who is later on freed, or he was accused of having a relationship with a gaya, and now the gaya went ahead and converted. So we said in the Mishnah that harezeh lo yichnais, the Mishnah chavdal mabez, it says that they're not allowed to get married. Ve'im kineis ein maitzi, but lamaisa, if they do, so we do not make them get divorced. So says Rav Ashi, I learned from that Mishnah yisoid in life, not just about that case. I learned the yisoid in all cases, all similar cases, that alma. I learned from there, Yisoid, that when it comes to a birnana, when it comes to a problematic marriage because of renana, because of chashad, so lay mafkinan, we do not make them get divorced after the fact. So hachanami, here also, when it comes to our shayla, what's the deal with the other cases? Let's say, bechacham shasar, what's the halacha if he gets married? Do we make them get divorced? Then no, birnana lay mafkinan, when it's just a problem of laz, when it's just a problem of chashad, so we do not make them get divorced after the fact. And Rashi points out that even though when it comes to a chashad by Ishas Ish, when it came to Ishas Ish, we do make them get divorced. So that could be, first of all, if there's Edom, for sure we make them get divorced. Even if there's no Edom, we make them get divorced because there it's much worse. There it's, Rashi says it was an exception because it's Mechur. Because since it's Mechur Adavar, so that case was worse because it was an Ishas Ish. But by other cases, so the typical, that was an exception to the rule. But the rule is that birnana le mafkinan, that when something's only asr because of a chashad, so then after the fact we will not make them get divorced.